We knew that if we kept our cool, we're hurled on the edge, we would actually handle Wexford. We knew that teams hate coming to Newbridge, and we have to keep it that way. Serious performance, serious scores right through, kept the board scoreboard ticking over, didn't give them the handy scores that they thought that they were going to get. Just brilliant day. But this, it's not about today, it's about the 10 years of work that's after going in Selbridge, Manute, Aroge, all over the county. So that's what it's about, that's what today is about. And congratulations to the parents, congratulations to the mentors, the clubs all around the county. This is their day now. So I would question one or two things, but then again, that's Championship hurling. You have to go ahead, you have to ask the questions. Kildare asked the questions, got some answers. Wexford asked the questions. I suppose we as mentors asked the questions, we got our answers. We're very, very happy with the performance, very, very happy with the result, and we let the referees, who check referees, make decisions on that, and we'll just move on. We have, I know there's Offaly or Kilkenny coming up the line. It's another day that we'd prepare for and try and prepare our best. There was plenty all over the place, but we just didn't show it. That's the secret. We just said, just had to keep ahead, keep at the system that we're doing, and just keep working the ball, and that was it. Look, there's no difference between a point down, a point up, or a level. It's, you just have to keep going till the final whistle, and we did, and we worked the ball again. And credit, I probably thought it was a minute or two longer than I should have, but I'm glad to play it now. If it was the other way around, I'd be in the depths of despair. But that's sport, and we just have to appreciate this evening. Yeah, there were two soft yellow cards. You know, if you're going to get a yellow card, you'd hope that there'd be tougher than that. But look, that's the way it is. We took it. The lads showed their strength, their character, and their ability to keep going. And as you said earlier, they never panicked, and they just kept working the ball. We decided who the free man was going to be. They also worked the sweeper, which probably suited us. We just keep working the ball. You decide where the ball is going to go, not your opposition. And that's what the lads though. They stuck with the process, and they showed serious heart. Serious. What's the word? I don't know. You guys have better words than me. You can put in whatever you want there.
Cojones, Pat.
Cojones.
But it is a massive advantage having the pre-taker. Like,
yes, he kept the scoreboard ticking over, and that's his job. And we have a second and third free taker as well, which probably keeps him under pressure and keeps him level. But it was a serious performance by 15, then by 14, then by 13, and we came out with it. Yes, he kept the scoreboard ticking over when we really, really needed some really, really hard frees. Well done to him, but somebody has to get fouled. So, and look, there's 15 brilliant winners out there. We used 20, 21 people there today. Every one of them done their bit.
Your players looked well conditioned. No, they certainly looked stronger, more powerful than Wexford. Are they all up to the age?
No, there's only five of the age of this plan, but that doesn't matter. They're all willing to put their body on the line for Kildare hurling, for their families, for their friends, and that's what matters. These guys, they even done their social responsibility. They went off and raised money for Barrystown during the year, and that showed that there was something in them. When I saw that, they went off and raised something like 20 odd grand there during the year, running from Mallon to Mizzen or whatever and back to Newbridge. That shows that they're not just in it for whatever they can get out of it. They gave, and they kept on giving. Credit to them.